Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. This program is part of World War One on the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.
At dawn, all around the streets, cars drove, cyclists pedaled, pedestrians rushed, everyone going in one direction, to the Bois de Boulogne to cheer their army.
The 14th of July. It's Bastille Day in France. The army parades before President Raymond Poincaré. But yesterday's long and acrimonious debate in the Senate has left the French public worried. A leading senator, Charles Humbert, charged that the French army does not have enough field artillery or heavy guns. They don't even have enough boots. The nationalist newspaper, L'Action Française.
Each battalion was given its own cheer, but you couldn't find anyone cheering those who govern them.
But in Germany, the nationalist press is overjoyed by the debate in Paris.
A gala cockerel with paralyzed wings is not the ideal bird for the Russian eagle.
Germans feel threatened by France, especially by its close alliance with Russia, which makes them feel encircled.
Even the most altruistic man in Germany cannot help expressing some malicious joy that this bomb, the Humbert revelations, should have exploded on the eve of President Poincaré's visit to Russia.
In private, the German government is also pleased. Russia may now be more cautious about supporting Serbia if it knows its French ally is not ready for war. In Vienna, the Hungarian Premier István Tisza meets the Austrian Foreign Minister. Last week, Tisza blocked plans for an immediate invasion of Serbia, but things have now changed.
It was very hard for me to come to the decision to give my advice for war, but I am now firmly convinced of its necessity. I shall stand up for the greatness of the monarchy to the utmost of my ability.
Tisza had feared that such a war would bring still more Slavs into the empire, but he shares the general hatred of Serbia, and he's under pressure from Germany as well. For him, the German alliance is the only hope of keeping Austria-Hungary as a great power. The Germans will be pleased. They've been urging a decisive move, and soon. The Kaiser remarks,
"Well, a real man at last."
In London, the famous explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton is preparing his new ship for an expedition to Antarctica. The Daily Mirror is there.
She is a trim-looking craft, this ship that is to take Sir Ernest and his gallant band to unknown frozen seas, but she looks very tiny for so serious an adventure.
A convoy of 11 carriages arrives at the Millwall docks. They're bringing the dog teams from Canada.
The sight of these splendid animals filled one with confidence in the prospects of the great expedition. "It is the dogs that matter most," said a driver.
They're due to leave in 3 weeks' time. They assume the Balkan crisis will be sorted out by then, just as earlier ones have been. This program is part of World War One on the BBC, bringing new perspectives on the war that changed everything. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.